This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون. كما قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم بعد الأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال الله أيضا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن خير الكلام كلام الله تعالى وأحسن هدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة كل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Firstly, we'd like to ask two of the brothers in the third row, can you fill in the two empty seats inside in front of you? Inshallah, may Allah bless you for your cooperation. So they will give space for the latecomers. They don't have to walk, you know, past us. Everybody helping each other for the sake of Allah Rabbul Alameen. Inshallah, to all the brothers and sisters, let us begin our day with the morning prayer, dua, invocation, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us among the people who remember Him. Yeah, a lot, inshallah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim. Innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma bika asbahna wa bika amsayna. وبك نحيا وبك نموت وإليك النشور بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد النبي اللهم زدني علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك وعلى طاعتك اللهم أدخلنا جنتك وأجرنا من النار ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين يا رب العالمين. To all the brothers and sisters, we have trying our best to remind ourselves the importance and the significance of remembering Allah. And we have been asking Allah every time before we start our class to bless our morning, our evening, to bless our living and our dying, so all of us will have a good ending. Ameen. And also we ask Allah for protection, because we need His protection every single day, every single minute. There's a lot of happening. People were born, people die, people who are sick, people who are healthy, people got married, people got divorced, just by minutes, around the world, not in Malaysia only, around the world, a lot of happening. We ask Allah Rabbul Alameen to protect us from all these bad things that we don't have knowledge about it. It's a lot of things that happen and it's not in our control. And also we ask Allah Rabbul Alameen to make us people who always try our best to please our Lord, Allah Rabbul Alameen, because He is the provider who gives us everything, and we should try our level best to please Him so that we will never regret. And we also ask Allah Rabbul Alameen to open our heart to follow the guidance of Islam, not to follow our desire, our feeling, our thinking, we thought sometimes we know better than Allah. That is the beginning of all problem. And we ask Allah Rabbul Alameen also to make us humble enough, you know, to follow the teaching of His beloved Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the chosen one, as the best example, the best model for everyone who want to meet Allah Rabbul Alameen, where Allah is pleased with you. And we keep on asking Allah to increase in us. This is the meaning of all the dua that we have recited. To increase in us knowledge. Knowledge that benefit us here and the hereafter. Not only the worldly knowledge, but knowledge that benefit both of us, yeah, as husband and wife, our children, the family, in this life and the hereafter. And also we ask Allah Rabbul Alameen, who has been providing for all of us since we were born until today, who have provided for all our parents, our great grandparents and so on, so that Allah will keep on providing us the rizqi and the good one. The rizqi is always there. When you still live in this world, there's always a rizqi for you. When the rizqi stop, then you know your time is up. So our rizqi is still there. We ask Allah only to give us good rizqi. The rizqi that help us to become stronger, healthier. Food can destroy us. A lot of people die because of overeating. Especially in this country, we don't have people die out of hunger. We have a lot of people who die overeating. You have to eat to survive. To provoke by other people, they say, we live to eat, or we eat to live. But we do need food, but we want to make sure that the food that we eat keeps us healthy, keeps us strong, so that we can serve Allah more. And also we ask Allah Rabbul Alameen to accept all our good deeds. We are coming close to the Ramadan 2017. We should prepare ourselves to come into this month clean. Whatever debts, whatever sin that we have committed, whatever thing that we owe Allah, we should clear it before Ramadan come in. It's time for all believers to prepare themselves physically, mentally and spiritually before they come to this blessed month, Ramadan al-Mubarak. Because the blessed month of Ramadan is one of the months that Allah Rabbul Alameen love to accept prayers and love to forgive the sinners. So we have to keep on asking, and also we must prepare ourselves, inshallah. And also we ask Allah to strengthen our heart, to give us a strong iman, have patience to handle the trial in this life, and also may Allah enter all of us to Jannah and save all of us from hellfire. Amen. And the best prayer at the end is, O Allah, give us success, happiness in this life, and success, happiness in the next life. And save all of us from the trial of this world and the torment of the hellfire. Amen. To all my beloved brothers and sisters, firstly, we like to convey the message of Zainal Arifin bin Sheikh Muhammad Babu, the father of Dr. Johan Arifin, passed away at 4:30 p.m. yesterday. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. His wife had been a very committed wife, the mother of Dr. Johan. It's also a reward. Like me, like all of us who enter Islam, alhamdulillah, she have come back to Islam and learn about the deen. Even they stay at Ampang before, but every Wednesday class, she make sure that the children, the son, will bring her here to attend our Wednesday class. Yeah? When the class was not here yet, the class was in my house. On the long table, we only have 5-6 students. It started from 5 and 6 sisters. Also, not yet Muslim sister was attending the class. That's how the Wednesday class started. Eventually, the class have grown and moved into this day one now. We know that after living together as husband and wife for so long, being grandfather, grandmother, and suddenly Allah took the husband Zainal Arifin bin Sheikh Muhammad Babu away, it's not easy. So let us make a short prayer for him. As a Muslim, when we know somebody passed away, the first thing we will do is istirja by saying Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un, to remind all of us that all of us came from one God, Allah, and sooner or later we return back to Him. But all of us want to return back to Allah in a manner that please Him, and we are well prepared so that we will never regret. Then let us make a short prayer. I'm going to guide all of you, because the Prophet always says, Istakfiru li akikum. One of the best things that we can do for our brother or sister who passed away is to ask Allah to forgive their sin. When Allah forgives their sin, the rest, alhamdulillah, Allah will reward that. Yeah. Allah is all merciful, all forgiving, all loving. Let us recite this prayer for Zainal Arifin bin Sheikh Muhammad Babu. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma aghfir lahu warhamhu wa'afihi wa'fu anhu wa akrim nuzulahu wa wasi' مدخله واغسله بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقيه من الخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس اللهم أبدله دارا خيرا من داره وأهلا خيرا من أهله اللهم أدخله جنتك وأجره من عذاب القبر وعذاب النار اللهم اغفر لحيينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان اللهم لا تحرمنا أجره ولا تدلنا بعضه يغفر الله لنا وله ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين يا رب العالمين. We seek Allah's mercy and blessing. May Allah forgive his sin, whether it is a small one, a minor, or a big sin. We ask Allah to shower his mercy upon his soul and make him enter the grave with peace. And may Allah widen the place that he is going down. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleanse or clean his or purify him with pure water, so that Allah Rabbul Alameen will give him a better life than the life he have in this world. And also we ask Allah to forgive the sin of all of us who are present today and those who are absent, all our family members who have passed away before this. And may Allah also forgive the sin of the male and the female, the young, the old among all of us. And we keep on having hope and ask Allah, if Allah is going to take us back soon or late, we ask, may Allah take us back when we are ready, in a good condition, and have a good ending. If Allah will allow us to live 10 more years, 20 more years, we want to live in peace, happiness, healthy, and we want Allah Rabbul Alameen to give us the patience to face all the trial, inshallah. For Zainul Arifin bin Sheikh Muhammad Babu, we believe that he have been a good father to his children, a grandfather to his grandchildren, a good husband to the wife. So may Allah reward him kindly, inshallah. Amin. Brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, once again, we hope that all of us who have been attending our class will have the patience, the conviction, the commitment to make sure that we do try our best to practice what we have learned. It's important. Can we sit further in here so that we don't block the latecomers, inshallah. Sit further, inshallah. Now, before I continue with the book, knowing Allah's Prophet and Messengers. Now, even this is one of the article of faith that all Muslims must believe. But a lot of Muslims are not aware how important to believe in the prophets. Because nobody can get closer to Allah Rabbul Alameen without going through the teaching of the prophets. When Allah appoints a messenger and a prophet from time to time for different nations and different tribes, Allah put a condition that whoever want to reach out, be close to Allah, you have to follow his messenger. He's put that condition because he appointed that particular man to be his representative in this world. And nobody know Allah and get closer to Allah more than his messenger. And that's why he only sent the wahyu, the revelation, to one man that he have choose from time to time. And we know that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last messenger. And that's why he have the last testament, the Holy Quran, as a divine guidance for mankind, not only for Muslim or Arabs or Malays, no. Hudallin nas, Allah make it very, very clear. The Quran was revealed by Allah to Prophet Muhammad as a divine guidance for mankind. Linnas. Brothers and sisters, I want you to have a quick look at the whiteboard here. We all, as believer, Muslim, believe there's only one God who created all of us. And that God have a very unique name. We highlight this word God because this is normally used by everyone. Even the non-believer sometimes will use the word God. Even the free thinker, atheist, those who don't believe in God, when they have problem, they also say, oh my God. So the word God is very commonly used. But when you talk about the word God, it is just a term. And in the Islamic term, God is Ilah. Ilah. So and that's why we have La ilaha. La ilaha. There is no ilah. Means there is no gods. With an S. Illallah. Except Allah. We believe there's only one Allah, but many prophets. Next. Now, according to the teaching of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, based on what Allah said in the Quran, that we have sent to you prophets and messengers. Name some of them been mentioned in the Quran, and most of them was not mentioned. Even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam do not memorize all the other names, where Allah keep it to himself. Just Allah said, I have sent to all nation a messenger. Then our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, go back to the second one. There are about 124,000 of prophets. Yeah. And messengers. Messengers, 315 messengers. But prophet is 124,000. Yeah. From Adam as the beginning, the first man, as a prophet, followed by Noah as the prophet and the messenger. Now, when come to Noah, he's not just a prophet, but also a messenger, because he have followers. Adam have children. Yeah? But no ummah yet. The ummah start from Noah. Abraham is known as the one ummah. Yeah? Then Moses and Jesus, and the last one, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All prophets were Muslim. Based in the Quran, they all submit to one God. They preach the religion of Islam, meaning they call people back to Allah to submit to Almighty. Islam means submission to one God. Now this can be simplified, generally, of the 25 prophets mentioned in the Quran. We will be blessed if Allah said, I will mention 2,500, nobody can remember. But when Allah said, I just mentioned 25 names, the rest, I keep it to me. Alhamdulillah. Now look at this chart. Yeah? Now let us go deeper and let us make it easier. I want to be very fast on this.
La ilaha illallah.
Naam. Now, as believers, all of us are aware that Adam is the first man, and then Allah created Eve, Hawa, from Adam. Allah did not create Eve by herself, but Allah created Eve from Adam. Now, this is their children. Until here, then you have Eno. Eno is a prophet like Adam, but Eno have no ummah. He don't have ummah. Yeah? He has children. Then you come to Noah. Then Noah start to have ummah. Because this is the beginning of idol worshipping. Before this, there's no idol worshipping. Everybody still worship the one God, Allah Rabbul Alameen. Satan trying to make them commit shirk, but Shaitan fail. But when come to Noah, then when we are further and further from history, we lost contact about why this image is there. You know,
Then in the time of Noah, Shaitan have a new strategy. He came up with his new technique. By talking to the people, he came like a human. He transformed himself like an old man and start to talk to the people. You know, I have met so and so before, holy man, pious man, people who are so connected to God, people who are so blessed. So people love to listen to stories. Even until now, in China, when you go for the tea house, they drink one pot of tea, they spend hours and hours, because you have the old folks there talking about story, about the past. And people just enjoy listening to stories. No, our grandchildren enjoy a lot of story if you have time, yeah, to spend and talk to them. But we don't have time to talk to our grandchildren anymore. We just give them a gadget, you go and play your station, khalas. You know, we have spoiled them anyhow. So Noah, next. Now Noah have 4 children: Ham, Sam, Yafet, Canaan. 3 of them follow into the ship, the ark of Noah. This one choose not to believe. This one choose not to believe. At that time, we know that there's a lot of idol worshipping, because the Satan telling story, and people were so involved in this history. Then they say, can I see this holy man, this pious man, this good man? Oh, it's too late, they pass away. But I know how they look like. I know how they look like. Are you a drawer? You are an artist? Are you this? Okay, now do this, do this. This is how he looked like. Now, the first 100 years, people still know that this is just a stone. This is just an image for us to remember, not to worship. It's not God. But you know, Noah lived more than 1,000 years. He called people to God for 950 years. As time passed, people start to worship this idol. It's just a remembrance, but later on people start to worship because they don't have knowledge. Now, this is Canaan, the son who chose not to follow the father to enter the ark. And that's why he was drowned and killed. Now, from here, from Sam, then from this 3 generation is the beginning of human race. There's only one race, mankind, in the time of Adam and Enoch and Idris. But after that, then Allah said, وَجَعَلْنَهُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلًا. Then I decide to make them into nation and tribes. That's where we are so mixed today, alhamdulillah. How many times we mix, only Allah knows, you know. We become kopi or, you know, 3-in-1, 5-in-1, 7-in-1. Only Allah knows, yeah. Now, then come to Abraham. Yeah? Abraham and also Lut was in the same time. Next. Now, this is a very important history. From Abraham, you have Ishmael, the firstborn, from the second wife, Hajar, and the secondborn from the first wife, Ishaq. Why? Because he was married to Sarah for a long time, but no children. Later on, Sarah knew that her husband, Ibrahim, loved to have children. So when she came back with Hajar, then she offered Hajar to the husband, Ibrahim. So after they got married, Allah gave Ishmael the firstborn. Then later on, with Allah's blessing, Sarah got pregnant. Sometimes there's a lot of blessing that Allah knows best. Then from here, if you look at the history, Ishaq have this generation, and from Yaqub you have 12 siblings. They have Bunyamin and Yusuf. The 12 siblings This is the beginning of the Israelite tribe. Among the Jew, they got 12 tribes. This is the beginning. Before that, you don't have Jew. That's why Abraham, people said that he may be a Jew or a Christian. No, neither he was a Jew, neither is a Christian, but he is the man that represent all race and tribe. Now, this is the beginning of Bani Israel. But we know that they were not born in Egypt. But suddenly, you come to the history of suddenly the Jew was in Egypt. And then Moses was sent to King Pharaoh to call the king to release all the Israelites to him so that he is going to bring them back home to the promised land, Jerusalem. Once upon a time, all this tribe was staying in the Middle East. Egypt is not an Arabic country. Egypt is in Africa. But then Allah Rabbul Alamin make things happen. Because this group, they have been very, very arrogant, killing a lot of prophets. Most of the prophet was killed by this group of people. And that's why this group of people left to kill until today. But the world allowed them to kill. The world allowed them to kill and give them the license to kill, that they have the right to kill. And when we defend ourselves, they consider us as terrorists. This is what happening to the world today. Those who have the right to protect themselves consider as terrorists. Those who have the right to kill everybody openly with all their weapons, they are considered a good fighter, protecting their rights. No. You don't protect your right by killing others, because other people also have their right that you must honor. Now, I want to cut the story short. From here, then from the family of Ishaq, you end at Isa al-Masih, Jesus. And from the history, the family of Ismail, it ends to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So both of them actually came from one family trees. We are no stranger. Now, what happened? Remember the 12 tribes? Now, the Jew who have been following God's guidance, when they come to Moses, where is Moses now? Here. And Harun. Moses who go and save them back. When come to Moses, after Moses, when Isa was born, there is a group of them who just follow Moses and stop there. No, they don't accept Jesus. They just accept Moses. They just stop there. And that's why Moses have more followers than Jesus. In the time when they were alive, Moses have more followers than Jesus. Jesus' followers is known as the 12 disciples. Not more than that. Very little. Why? Because the people, because Moses was sent to the same family, and Isa also was sent to the lost sheep of Israel. But now the Israelites who stopped at Moses' time, they felt that after Moses, there's no more prophet. Because most of the prophets don't please them. But even Harun was killed by them. Harun was killed by them. They stopped there. And later on, when Isa was born, then after, according to what they believe, was crucified on the cross, according to what we believe, he was not crucified. He was saved by Allah and raised by Allah to the heaven. And he will be sent back at the sign of the hour, the last day. Now, when those who start to accept his teaching, not only the Israelites, the one who started to accept is the Romans. And later on, they come with their own understanding of Christianity. Jesus never claimed himself that I am a Christian. No. It's a name given by Paul, by the Roman emperor their time, not by Jesus. Now, then what happened? They stop here. Now, we cannot be a Muslim without accepting Isa. We cannot be a Muslim without believing in Yahya, Zakaria, and all other prophets back to Adam. But a group of Israel stop here, another group stop here. But we continue until Muhammad. That is the difference. We did not stop there. We continue what Allah continued. Allah continues sending His revelation. So we follow. We follow. It's just like the country in Malaysia. We have now how many years we have independent? 57 years or more? 60 years? About that? We also don't remember well. But the most important thing, when the British was here, we follow what law they have come up with. They came up with their own law, we accept. After independence, we make changes. The law keep on changing. Until today, we do not know how many things have changed. Only Allah knows, because we don't remember a lot of things. Now, Allah has sent the Old Testament earlier to Moses. Then the law keep on changing in the time of Jesus. We have the New Testament. Then Allah decide to send down the last testament, the Quran, and there's no more changes. It will stay there. What haram 1,400 years ago will stay haram until today. What Allah said, you must do, pray 5 times a day from that day until today, until the end of the world, you pray 5 times a day minimum. If Allah said Ramadan, you fast until the end of the world, you fast on Ramadan. You cannot change your mind. No, I think time have changed, so before maybe time is shorter, now it's longer, I make some changes. No, you cannot change the law of God. When you interfere in the divine law, is no more divine. So that's why we as Muslims been blessed. Allah give us the divine law, and Allah Rabbul Alameen command all of us just follow the divine law. That's all. Just follow.
Now I just want to share with all the sisters and brothers about this chart, so that we have a better understanding that we are not coming up with new laws, but it's the continuity from Adam to Noah to Abraham to Moses to Jesus and the last message of Allah for mankind, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now let us go back to the book. Sometimes when we talk about believing in God, we have always have some kind of issue from the people of the book. They say, why must I abandon my religion? I say, you are not abandoning any religion. You are just following suit. You are just continuing your journey. I said, we cannot be a Muslim if we don't believe in Jesus. You believe in Jesus, we believe in Jesus. Alhamdulillah. So, we have the common belief now. But the only thing you start to believe that Jesus is more than a man. That is where we start to have difference. Let's come back to book, Knowing the Prophets and the Messengers. If I'm not wrong, we are in page 67 today. Talking about they were men. All the prophets, they are not angels. If you go back one page, you back page 66, the prophets, all of them were human, but they are the best of humans. Why we call them human? Because Allah said so. It's not that we are downgrading them. It's Allah's command. He said all prophets were created by Allah, the same God, Allah. All of them were human, to the best of humans. Allah said, قَالَتْ لَهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ إِنْ نَحْنُ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ وَلَقِنَّ اللَّهَ يَمُنُّ عَلَى مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ إِبَادِهِ in Surah Ibrahim, verses 11. Their messengers said to them, mean all prophet and messenger must inform their followers, we are only human like you. So none of them said that I am the son of God, I am God. No. This is the distortion, the innovation that was created by Satan to give this idea. But Allah favors those whom He will of His servant. One, Allah likes somebody, He likes them to be His messenger, He chooses them and they become prophets and messengers. And Allah confirm again, tell Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ. In Surah Yusuf and Surah Nahl, two surah, we did not stand before you, O Muhammad, except men to whom we revealed our message. Now Allah is also telling Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also in Surah Al-Hud, Allah Rabbul Alameen also remind Prophet Ra'dun. Allah remind Prophet and say, "Qul innama ana basharun mislukum yuha ilayya annama ilahukum ilahu wahid." Say to the people that you are the messenger of Allah sent to them and you are a human like them, mislukum. The difference, we don't receive revelation from Allah, but Prophet, they receive revelation. But the Prophet did say that other than the Prophet, you can have good dreams. We always have good dreams. Most of our dreams are bad ones. Most of the dreams are bad. You're chased by the devil, somebody chase you, you're running away, and then suddenly you wake up. But prophets, Allah protect them. Angel Gabriel will come to them. Where we, number one, Angel Gabriel will not come to you and me, because we are not prophets. So if any of you dream that angel came to me, which angel? Gabriel. You know who come to you now. You know the real shaitan, the big one, is coming to you now. Now the above ayah, who tell us that all prophets were men, many women of the past were very righteous. There are a lot of righteous women too. Mary, Virgin Mary, Sarah, Hajar, they are all righteous women. Hawa, they are all righteous women. But none of them was a prophet. Among the reasons that the prophets were men are the following. Why? Because sometimes their women said, because it happened in the time of our prophet before he passed away, you have people start to claim they are prophets. Musaylama, male and female, they are more daring now. Before Muhammad, no female dared to say that they are prophet. But because they know that Prophet Muhammad is an end, the last messenger, now everybody start to plan. They also want to be a prophet. So why? None of them was a prophet. Among the reason of the prophets were men are the following. Number one, in delivering Allah's message, a prophet often need to give public talks, meet with people openly and privately, travel around, face the disbeliever and argue with them with the best argument, prepare and lead armies, and so on. All of this cannot be accomplished properly except by a man. Men have more freedom than women in a way. They can travel safely compared with the woman. Woman is always a victim. Why? Because the men outside know that women are weak by their fitrah. It's not that you don't have muscles. Sometimes if you woke up in a gym, you can have bigger muscle than the man, yeah? But even how big your muscle is, you are a woman, you know? And a woman have a beauty in them that they have rahim that men don't have. They can produce generation, men can't. Yeah? Men can be just a good father, inshallah. Yeah? A prophet, number two, often need to be in charge of his follower and act as their model and example. This cannot be handled by a woman because Allah has given the charge of her affairs in this life to her husband more at home. The future generation, future president, prime minister may come from all of you, not from the men. It's your upbringing, how you help them, educate them, they become good leaders. Number three, a woman is regularly faced by various natural events such as they have menses, pregnancy, delivery, breastfeeding, and so on. This interrupts the regular performance of her affair and for sure would be a great obstacle to carrying Allah's message to the people. Yeah? It is very common. Yeah? They act and act like other human. Again, Allah confirmed why they are human. Many ignorant people, especially among the non-Muslim, think that the Prophet has some of Allah's divine quality. They think that the Prophet was not totally human, half human maybe, that they did not eat or go to toilet, that they knew the hidden ghaib, the unseen, and so on. This is all false. It's not true. The Prophet act and behave like other human. Allah said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا قَبْلَكَ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا إِنَّهُمْ لَيَأْكُلُونَ الطَّعَامَ وَيَمْشُونَ فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ. In Surah Furqan, verses 20, Allah said, and we did not send before you, O Muhammad, any of the messenger except that they ate food and walk in the market. They go to market, yeah? They walk, they eat, they sleep, they drink, they got married, and so on. Now Allah also say about Isa alayhi salam, مَلْ مَسِيْحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمْ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ قَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهُ الرُّسُولُ وَأُمُّهُ صِدِّيقَ كَانَ يَأْكُلَانِ الطَّعَامِ. Yeah, in Surah Al-Ma'idah, we know what is Surah Al-Ma'idah. So Surah Ma'idah is the table of food. Yeah. The son of Mary, known to all of us and also to the people of the book, Masih al-Isa, was not but a messenger, because people have said that he must be the son of God because he was born without a father. So he have to clear the status that people put on him and said the son of Mary was not but a messenger. Other messenger had passed on before him, and his mother, now talking about his mother first, was a most truthful woman. They both used to eat food like other human. They eat like how we eat. They sleep like how we sleep. So this ayah actually is a dialogue between Jesus and his people, who's trying to say, maybe his father, no, my father and your father is one. Sometimes he used that term, my father and your father is one, if you want to use the feeling of fatherhood, the closeness. Yeah? My God and your God is one. Yeah? And they said, Jesus said, children of God. There are so many other verses in the Bible say that peacemaker is the children of God. Adam is the children of God. The jury, they are children of God. So many verses, yeah? But anyhow, we just believe what Allah have informed all of us. And Allah tell His last messenger, Prophet Muhammad SAW, in Surah Al-Kahfi, قُلْ إِنَّمَا عَنَا بَشْرَ مِسْلُوكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدْ. I have quoted this ayah early too. I may have made the wrong reference, Ra'dun, and but it is Surah Al-Kahfi. Say, O Muhammad, I'm only a human being like you. It is revealed to me your God is only one God. The true God is only one. And that God is so unique. So unique. If you go back to the Hebrew text of the Torah and the original text of Injil, the New Testament, you will find this word Allah. The same word used in the Quran, Allah, Alif, Lam, Lam, Ha. Ilah have no Alif, Lam. Ilah mean gods, but when Alif, Lam is being reinforced, you are referring to a very particular God whose name He chose by Himself, Allah. And that name, that kalima, that letter exists in the old original text of the Old Testament and also exists in the original text of the Bible. To show us that that is how close we are. We all came from one. But what makes us so far away from one another? It's just our ego, our desire. Yeah. We want to feel special, but Allah has said, we are all equal. The thing that differs us is not because of your race, your name, your color, but because of your faith in Allah Rabbul Alamin. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. The best among you are those who are piety to Allah. Now that is the beauty that Islam provides for all of us, that Islam is for all, and all Muslims are like one big family. There are differences between male and female, of course. There are differences in responsibility. And also, of course, you have people of knowledge, people who don't have knowledge. Allah said there will be some differences. So that the people have knowledge must teach the one who don't have, and the one who don't have must learn. It works both ways. Yeah? That's why it was said, لَا يَنْبَغِي لِلْجَاهِلْ أَنْ يَسْكُتَ عَلَى جَهْلِهِ وَلَا لِعَلِمْ أَنْ يَسْكُتَ عَلَى إِلْمِهِ. It is not right for a people, anyone who are ignorant, who have no knowledge, to be silent with their ignorance. They must learn. And it is not right for a people of knowledge to be silent with their knowledge. The one have knowledge must pass down the knowledge, share with people who don't have, and the one who don't have must ask. Brothers and sisters, today we have people who want to be a Muslims. Yesterday we have one. Today we have, inshallah, a brother. And there should be a sister, but I don't see her yet, the sister. I hope that she is around, maybe outside, wallahu alam. But anyhow, before we end, because we have to end early a bit today, a few things that I like to remind the good sisters. Especially, we know Ramadan is coming very close, and the end of before Ramadan comes in, we have, inshallah, on the 21st of May, on Sunday, our donation, our bundle sale is going to take place before Ramadan. So, any of the sisters who are good here, yeah, who have skill, that they know how to cook good food or anything that can eat, inshallah, you are welcome, yeah, to approach us after this. I say, Sister Aisha will help you. Yeah, this is a food donation for the bundle sale. You can just write your name, your contact number. How? But we do not want people to prepare the same food. We want more different choices, so that is good. That's why we come up with this form, yeah, for those who have the skill. If you don't have the skill, you don't do it. No, no, it becomes a burden to you, a burden to all of us. You know, so those who know that they have the skill, you can exercise your skill. And those who can't, whatever you think, bundle sale means whatever clothes that people don't use, they send over. I think they also have a cutting point. Yeah, they have to prepare everything beforehand. Yeah. 11 will be the cutting point of accepting all the old clothes, yeah, which still can be useful. Yeah. So please help yourself after this. You know. Don't forget. The reason we come up with this concept is to make sure that there's no overlapping, so that we help each other, inshallah. Yeah. This is one of the way for us to be active, yeah, in Al-Qadim, to help Al-Qadim to raise whatever fund they can to prepare for Ramadan to come. Yeah. And Ramadan is coming close. We also have a lot of activities in Ramadan, so that we also want everyone to participate, so that you will not, you will not left behind to get the blessing of Allah. And we know that in Ramadan, our prayer is very powerful, especially for those who fast. And the best time to pray is before the breaking of fast, before iftar, the 5-10 minutes before iftar. This is the time that our prayer will be answered by Allah. But in the same time, if we want Allah to respond to our needs fast and easy, Allah command us to do good things. Do your level best for the sake of Allah, then call upon me. Don't just ask us without doing something for Allah first. In the time of the prophets, Allah command anybody who want counseling from the prophet, advise, do charity work before going to the prophet. Why? So that Allah will make your prayer easy and will respond to your needs. So don't forget about the bundle sale, yeah. And if there's any question, just one from the boys and one of the girls for that.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
MashaAllah. Satu cukup. Mustaqim. Normally, when we perform prayer, we must recite Al-Fatiha. Without Fatiha, your prayer is not valid. And in the prayer, we always ask whether you are young or old, rich or poor. Whether you are learned or not, you ask Allah, Ihdinas Siratal Mustaqim, to guide all of us to the straight path. Meaning, we want to be guided. But in the same time, when you want to follow the straight path, you follow the way of the prophets and the righteous people. Then the brother was asking, when Prophet Muhammad was reciting this ayah, what do this ayah mean to him? It all have the same meaning. He also have prophets before him. Whatever the teaching of the early prophet that do not contradict, he have to follow. Yeah. Now, actually this prayer is very important. Why? To remind all of us as human, and he was a human too, that we should humble ourselves. Don't think that you are so guided now, I'm okay, 100% okay. No, you can't. You just must humble. Even the prophet was the best, but you look at him, he prayed more than all of us. He still prayed 5-10 prayer and more than us. He fasted more than us. Why he have to do that? Because Allah want him to be an example. No, to show them that no, you want to get close to Allah, you must be humble and ask, keep on asking, don't give up. And that is the reason, the hikmah. Yeah. Last question from the sisters. No question from the sisters, or one. Is that the mic? Where's the mic for the sister?
Assalamualaikum, Sheikh.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Since Ramadan is approaching, I would like to ask if some of the school students, they have tuition at night, and it's, we know Ramadan is sunnah to do tarawih. So which one will be more important for the students? Tuition or tarawih? Or they can do both?
Yeah, if they can do both, will be the best. You know? Tarawih can be delayed, no problem. Yeah. After the tuition, they can even perform their Qiyam Ramadan. But Qiyam Ramadan is good in the month of Ramadan to do together in the congregation. Because when you do things alone sometimes, whether you are focused or not, so it is good to do it together. So if the teacher is still having a tuition, if the teacher is a Muslim, he or she can go on, and then later on he lead them for the Qiyam. That would be good. Don't have to be too long. Qiyam can be very simple as long as you do it properly. Go for the quality, don't worry about the quantity. We know that Qiyam is not wajib, and tuition also is not wajib, so both are not wajib. So try to balance up. I think Ramadan, we do extra for the sake of Allah, there will be double blessing. But if you're given a choice, tuition or Qiyam, go for Qiyam. Because at the end of the day, who can help you to pass? I say Allah. Even you study for a while, a short while, because you are connected to Allah, Allah will open your heart, your mind, you can be focused, you can remember what you learn. Yeah? Inshallah, must have that faith. So I believe the brothers will have many questions to ask, but not for this Sunday, because we have so many things to rush today. I have to rush up for a walima, then I have to give a talk. By 1:15, I should be there. So inshallah, if there we call upon the brother, is the sister here? Is the sister who want to make shahada? Is the sister here? If not, then inshallah, the brother, you can organize. Take the green chair, please. The green chair and the table. We just wait for a while, brother and sister, for the revision of one of the brother today. We end with Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Here. Just here. Yep. The brother can come and